Mr. Ford, I'm with you this morning, and indeed one of the main issues coming up here on your texts and emails is reference to Ulster Rugby, and indeed as a number of Ulster Rugby sponsors express concern about the links to the club in the wake of the Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding rape trial. Hundreds of people led by the Belfast Feminist Network are holding a rally tonight calling for bosses to address the behaviour of some of its players after group messages which have been described as sexist and offensive were revealed during the trial, which ended last month. Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding and their friends Blaine McElroy and Rory Harrison were cleared of all charges against them. I want to speak to Helen Crickard, who is indeed one of the organisers of the protest tonight. Helen, good morning. What are you hoping to achieve tonight, Helen?
Good morning, Frank. Yes, we are hoping to... we want to show the rugby club that there is a lot of anger out there about what has happened, and that we want to keep the pressure on the rugby club to investigate the whole matter thoroughly. And also to highlight, you know, that there are a lot of women out there who love rugby and want to go to the match, and this has started a bit for them. So, you know, we're asking them to lead the way here in cleaning up their act and making sure that the players have a code of conduct and stick to it.
Yes, and we're talking specifically about the people who we've made reference to, as opposed to any question mark over other rugby players who play for Ulster.
I think we're talking about the whole culture of misogyny and rape that can run through, and that has to be tackled. You know,
but it's important to emphasize, Helen, Hold on, Helen. It's no more relevant to other players who play for Ulster Rugby than it is to me. The meeting, what you're protesting about is a message to me. It's a message to the bloke walking past out on City Quays. It's a message to my producer who's male. It's a message to all males. That's the point you're getting across, Shirley. Why just target the Ulster Rugby players?
Well, I think because the spotlight's on there and there is an investigation going to happen, we want to let them know that, we're watching them, and there are a lot of people who want to see it change, and that they could be ones to lead the way. So it's not just about men, it's about a culture out there of misogyny and sexism that
not within all of Ulster Rugby. This is so important to emphasise. There are some of the great gentlemen of our time associated with Ulster Rugby.
Of course.
That has to be emphasised.
Of course it is. But the minute the spotlight is on the rugby, because they are doing an investigation, and we want to let them know that we are watching them. I mean, this is shone a light on a rape culture here, but not all men are rapists. You know, I mean, we don't tar men with, say, all the same brush. We're not tarring all the rugby people with the same brush. We have a lot of women who are part of the rugby club and who are rugby supporters who are very annoyed about this that's happened. You know, so it's about giving people an opportunity to air their voice on that.
And there are also a lot of women who, anecdotally and conversationally, will tell us that they'd be happy for Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding to return at some point in the future and play for Ulster and Ireland. Do you accept that inevitably that will happen at some point?
I don't accept that there, and I think that's really up to the rugby club to decide that there. That's not for us to do that. It's for us, I think our job is about highlighting the misogyny that's there and calling the rugby club to stamp it out.
So the protest tonight is not about the career of the highly profiled sportsmen. It's about the message in general to men associated with rugby that maybe they got to just have a look at their attitudes, a look at some of the things they say and do, and it's a message really to men in general who may be in other sports or other walks of life who are careless in what they say and what they write.
Yes, but there's a difference between careless and outright misogyny and outright, you know, where they just treat women as for their own sexual gratification. And people can be careless, but there's a difference between being that and actually just being... Some of the things that were said were just so bad that, you know, that woman wasn't looked at as a woman but as an object.
I can't argue with that point at all, Helen. I can't argue with that point at all. I don't think anyone's going to argue with you on that one. The things that were written, the things that were said were disgusting.
Yeah. But you know what, Frank, we're all human. We all make mistakes. You know, I mean, men running around now on eggshells saying there's some campaign of women against them. Listen, we all make mistakes. we're all learning in this process as well. Things have changed. What was acceptable 20 years ago, 10 years ago, is not acceptable today. What was said in those chat rooms was never, ever, ever acceptable. And, you know, so it's about, it's not a message about people being careful about what to say. It's about people having respect, men and women.
How do you expect the fans to receive the protest this evening at Kingspan?
I don't think that. I think the fans will be fine about it. We're not going to be a mad, shouting, angry group. We are there to express what a lot of the fans would probably agree with as well, that sort of thing is unacceptable, and rugby club doesn't want to be associated with it. And I think they'd be very happy to see that people are putting pressure on the rugby club to change their ways
and address the issue.
They have to address the issue. They have to actually give proper education. And make sure that their players have a code of conduct that they can adhere to. And you know, the rugby club is one thing. This protest and this campaign won't stop here. We have always been campaigning for proper sex education and about relationships in schools. And for some reason, schools are really afraid to take this on. But it's very important. You have to tackle these issues and you have to talk about them in school in a safe place. And young boys and young girls have to be educated on what is consent, what is a healthy relationship. All those issues need talked about.
They're very good points. And finally, Helen, this evening, what is the plan? What is the time scale? Where do you leave from? Where do you arrive? How will this protest manifest itself?
Well, we're going to meet about 7 o'clock and we're going to have a couple of speeches, and I think we've got the samba band coming along to keep us all lively, and then we are going to be finished by 7:30. So we're not out to disrupt anything. We're not out to cause trouble. We're just out to show strength and to show solidarity with stamping out misogyny.
Where are you gathering? Where is it happening?
We'll be gathering outside the entrance there at Mount Marion.
Yeah, I presume it's no form of march. Do you have to get permission to do this, or do you have to get one of the forms signed? Is that the way it works, or can you have a protest the way you're organising it?
No, well, we haven't quite got to that sort of dictatorship state yet. You can protest all right, but we do. If we are going to be doing anything that's involving a lot of people, we would notify the police and make sure that we are looking after the people that take part and that the police are aware of that as well. So you don't need to get any paperwork signed or anything like that. So there's people have been protesting down there at that City Hall every Saturday without a bit of paper documentation. So
do you expect greater numbers? How many would you expect tonight to be supporting you, to be part of your team?
Well, yeah, honestly, you don't know who all's going to turn up. You know, we had the last protest at the courts, and we got a really good turnout there. You don't know. It's not just always about numbers as well, Frank. You know, it's about doing it.
Okay, Helen, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Helen.
Thank you.
Crickard from the Belfast Feminist Network. 90333105, 077 66 105 105. Let me speak to a caller. I think it's Geordie who's on line 3. Good morning, Geordie.
Good morning, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Geordie. What's on your mind?
I was just listening to Helen there. Helen's got the bear in mind. I mean, these two young guys, Frank. There was an allegation made against them. They were taken to court. They went through a rigorous process, and they have been found innocent. Now, their lives, their future careers are all up in the air at the minute with a huge degree of uncertainty. And it turns out these guys are innocent. And, I mean, Helen's on there, and she's saying about labelling all the rugby types, painting them all with the same brush. All that sort of thing. She needs to look at the wee girl who made the allegations.
Right, hold on, Helen. Hold on, Geordie. We're not going to look at, as you say, the wee girl who made the allegation. We're not going to discuss her on the programme this morning. We're going to stick to the issue in relation to the protest this evening. And you have quite rightly said the men involved were found not guilty of all charges. But Helen, while she was talking to me, was making the point, it's a culture about within the mindset of men, many of whom are in a sporting arena, whereby they have an attitude towards women which is demeaning to women. And the guys who contributed to that chat forum or who contributed to the WhatsApp, what we saw written down was unacceptable. Surely, Jordy, you would accept that a lot of what was said about women generally was unacceptable.
Frank, there's no doubt about that. There is no doubt that you're right in what you say. However, I do believe that that is a fact of life, and I believe if you were looking at a similar situation regarding girls or young ladies, whatever way you want to put it, I don't think it would be any different. I mean, when young people are involved, they get a few drinks, they're in their own company, and there's a bit of banter, I don't think one side would be any different in relation to the other.
So you feel that young women would be writing texts, they would be sending WhatsApp messages to each other about a man's performance in bed, about the size of his penis or whatever?
Absolutely.
But would they really? That's the question. Would they really?
Well, Frank, you know, it's 2018. It's a modern digital age out there. There's a lot of communications going on. And if anybody doesn't believe that sort of thing takes place on both sides, both male and female, I think they're deluding themselves. It may be more, slightly more prevalent maybe on the male side, I don't know, or in certain areas or in certain social circles. However, it takes place.
Does Jordy make a good point? Should we be protesting generally about attitudes towards sex as opposed to just protesting against attitudes within some sporting arenas? Do let us know. 02890-333-105. Good morning to you. 90-333-105 077-66-105-105. It is an emotive topic, the issue of the protest tonight. A lot of you commenting on it. Also, picking out individual words used by Helen as opposed to the general thrust of what she was saying in the round. And I think we have to be very careful when we come to analysing what any individual is saying, or indeed what any group or organisation would have as its template, indeed, for advice and guidance for its members. And I suppose groups, organisations, agencies and clubs can benefit from the coverage given to this particular story. And people can also, as individuals, begin to maybe search their own conscience, look at their own game plan, if you excuse the term, but look at their own attitude to males, attitude to females, attitude to relationships, and possibly benefit from that as well. Now, I want to speak to the caller. I don't have the name, but who's on line three. Let me say good morning to, it's a young woman who's on line three, which seems to be a little problem coming through here on our screen in front of us. I'll try it on line two and see if that works a little better, but unfortunately not. Right, what I'll do is, there we are. It comes skipping through right at the last second. A little sticky screen. It's a lady called Claire. Claire, good morning. Go ahead, Claire. No, we seem to have a minor difficulty with Claire, but we will definitely get a hold of her, have a yarn with her, have a chat and feature her in a moment or two. Just looking at some of the texts and the emails that are coming up here as well. A lot of you divided on this issue. Some of you will be attending the protest tonight. Some others will be avoiding it. You say you've protested before, you won't be protesting again. That's Gwyneth saying that. And in relation to the rugby, Jeff, Tommy, and I think it's Ian, among the people saying, I'll be going to the rugby. I'm just paraphrasing what they're saying. We'd be at the rugby, but we'll not be passing any remarks on the protest. Claire is on line two, and she's a point to make. Go ahead, Claire.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I am very well indeed, Claire. Very well indeed.
Okay, so there's a couple of things I want to say, Frank, and it's about what you were discussing about the rugby trial, which I have been following very closely over the last few weeks. Firstly, I wanted to say is the guys were found not guilty. At the end of the day, a court case and a trial can only go on the evidence that is provided to them. They were found not guilty, and that's the way it is. But I think it's sad in this day and age that we are still having to have the same conversations about how some men talk and talk about and treat women. I think it's very sad, but I think it's something that we're always going to have. Now, the reason I'm phoning is because I have spent the last 20-odd years of my life working in male-dominated working environments. And when I say that, I would say about maybe 20% at the most of the workforce would have been female. We would have been working closely together. And from the age of 19, that was the first time I experienced what you call unwanted attention from a person who would have been in a position of authority. And at that age, I didn't know what to do about it. I was too scared to do anything about it, and I let it go. And over the last few years, I've had three or four times where I have received very unwanted attention from men. I have listened to men as they have talked derogatory about women. I've also listened to women say things about men that are uncalled for, but I think because of the environments that I have been working in, it is something that I have come across quite a lot. And I think it's wrong in this day and age that we're still having to talk about this.
When you say unwanted attention, what sort of unwanted attention are you talking about?
Sexual assault.
So where someone has actually touched you?
Oh, more than that, but it's sexual assault. I'll give you an example, which will not, it's not, an, probably one of the mildest ones would be where in the line of my work, I would have had accommodation where I could have stayed overnight if I was having to start extremely early in the morning. And I remember one guy decided that he was going to walk into the room that I was staying in, and he tried to kiss me, and I had tried to push him away. And told him to get out of the room. Now, that was one of the mildest ones. There was another one where I was followed into the women's toilets, and a man tried to kiss me in there, and I remember breaking my nails trying to push and pull him away from me.
Well, that is very serious assault, and at the time you didn't feel confident to do anything about it. But do you get a sense now that the attitudes of men would have changed?
I would have hoped that the attitudes. And listen, would I tell you, you're talking about a small minority. You know, I have worked with a lot of men who are very decent, respectful men, as have women. But there is a small minority of men and women who their attitude towards the opposite sex stinks.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, and I've got to go to the news now, but where you say there's men and there's some women and their attitude towards the opposite sex stinks. And one of the things Helen said earlier to me on the programme was we need better education, especially in this day and age when there's the alternative education of the internet, which young people are availing of much to their detriment. We need better education when it comes to all things sexual. These points are very relevant.